Fuzzy bread.
Now that the fun and the laughter's over, carry the love in a song.
Just think, I could have played the rest of it. And now for something that's not as dumb. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Open your Bibles to 1 John 4 and read verses 1 to 6. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are of God, for many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit which confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit which does not confess Jesus is not of God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, of which you heard that it was coming, and now it is in the world already. Little children, you are of God, and you have overcome them. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are of the world, therefore what they say is of the world, and the world listens to them. We are of God. Whoever knows God listens to us, and he who is not of God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. There are a lot of weird churches out there. There are many self-proclaimed prophets. There are books about mystical visions, out-of-body experiences, and apocalyptic visions of the future. There's Joseph Smith. There are Jehovah's Witnesses. There are obscure prophets coming out of the woodwork. Many people blindly accept them without thinking about it. But if you look in 1 John 4, you see that not every so-called prophet is good. If they teach something that denies that Jesus was born in human flesh, it is of the Antichrist. Others come along and deny that Jesus is the Son of God. They are also the Antichrist. There is more than one Antichrist. There are many that will come and have come already. 1 John 4 says to test the spirits, to see if they are from God. The only thing you need to do to test a spirit is to read your Bible and compare what the so-called prophet is saying in comparison to what Scripture says. If the prophet says that Scripture should be read through the filter of his writings, or if you should only read the red letters in the Bible, then something's fishy about that. Scripture needs to be the ultimate authority in the situation. You also need an appropriate translation. I recommend the Revised Standard Edition, the New International Version, or the King James Version. If your prophet is telling you to read out of the New Jamaican Translation, you might want to look elsewhere. If they argue that you should believe what they say because the Bible was mistranslated, allegedly, then perhaps you should also call these prophets into question. Another thing to watch out for is personal visions. If you see a vision or dream a dream about God telling you to kill somebody or steal something or break a commandment, then maybe you should ignore that vision because it contradicts what Scripture says about the nature of God and His commandments. If you have a dream or a vision in which you are being told that either Jesus is not the Son of God or Jesus was not born into human flesh, then I think the Antichrist has been speaking to you. So you should also ignore that. There can also be another danger. You might have some kind of dream or vision that fills you with foreboding. It may cause you to wonder what the meaning is and how to avoid whatever it is that you saw. I have had some pretty confusing dreams about hell. I've obsessed about these things quite a bit. But when I look in 1 Corinthians 14:33, I see that it says, "For God is not a God of confusion, but of peace." So God would not give you such an unclear, confusing message if he really wanted to tell you something. This is why things like horoscopes and psychics are so dangerous. Psychics and fortune tellers make their money by being purposefully vague. A foolish person will actually pay these people money to get vague information that can mean anything. So then the fortune teller gets rich while the customer runs around like a chicken with their head cut off. These people are letting some kinds of vague omens control their life instead of letting God take charge of their life. Obviously, this can't be from God. The longer you follow this type of advice, the more likely it is that you'll be departing from the instruction of Scripture. So we must test all visions and prophecies with God's Word, the Bible. Some people argue that you can find truth in all religions and all peoples. Some people say that the Holy Spirit works through all people. But this is not a scriptural teaching. As we see in 1 John 4, we should test the spirits to see if they are from God. And the ones that deny Jesus as being either not human or not divine, those are false prophets, and we should not be listening to them. 1 Timothy 1, verses 3 to 7 says, "As I urged you when I was going to Macedonia, remain at Ephesus, that you may charge certain persons not to teach any different doctrine, nor to occupy themselves with myths and endless genealogies which promote speculations rather than the divine training that is in faith. Whereas the aim of our charge is a love that issues from a pure heart and a good conscience and sincere faith. Certain persons, by swerving from these, have wandered away into vain discussion, desiring to be teachers of the law, without understanding either what they are saying or the things about which they make assertions." I think this is speaking to these types of people that argue that we should somehow pay attention to the myths of other religions. 1 Timothy says if we do that sort of thing, we are promoting speculations instead of training ourselves in the way that we should be going. The divine training that is in faith is being ignored in favor of this speculation. So we should avoid this sort of thing. Let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, please give us discernment. Please help us to read your word carefully and discern between those who actually speak in your name and prophesy according to your word, and help us to know the difference between those people who speak the truth and know whether they are from you or if they are from the Antichrist. Please help us to know the difference between these two by reading your word and following your instruction. Please make us wise so that we can make good judgments about these sorts of things, about visions and other things. Please give us wisdom in our please give us wisdom concerning them. Help us to make good judgments based on your word. I pray this in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.